Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been a week since my last confession. Father, I think I've committed a terrible sin.
Of the flesh?
My flesh is withered, but not my spirit. The devil is tormenting me.
The mercy of the Lord is infinite.
You don't know the thoughts that can run through the mind of a lonely woman, Father. A virgin who's never been with a man. Not for any lack of opportunity, but because God sent my mother a protracted illness and I had to be her nurse.
That sacrifice is recorded in heaven, my child.
Even if I've sinned in my thoughts, Father.
Well, it depends on your thoughts.
Sometimes, at night, I can't sleep. I feel as if I'm choking. To calm down, I get up and walk around the house. I go to my sister-in-law's room and put my ear to her door. Sometimes I tiptoe in and watch her while she's sleeping. I used to think she was stupid and incompetent, but now I know she's of another world. Maybe her time on Earth is just a small part of her. She might be closer to God than we are, Father Antonio. She looks like the angel of light. I want to climb into her bed. Feel the warmth of her skin and her gentle breathing.
Pray, my child. Prayers help.
Wait, I'm not finished. When my brother sometimes sleeps with her, it's even worse. My prayers are useless. I can't sleep. I sweat, my whole body shakes. Finally, I get up and I walk through the dark house. I glide down the corridor, very carefully so the floor won't squeak. I listen to them through their bedroom door. And once I even saw them, because the door had been left ajar. What I saw, I can't tell you, Father. It's too big a sin. It's not Clara's fault. She's as innocent as a child as my brother who leads her into it. Desires much more than just her body. He wants to own the most secret thing she holds inside of her. He is eternally damned.
Only God can judge and damn, my child. But what were they doing? You used to be a gifted narrator.
See very well, but what I sensed was incredible. The trembling movements, the abundance of juices, the words whispered in her ear, the strange secret smells, a veritable miracle.
A little girl. And her name will be Blanca.
Isn't she beautiful, Esteban?
Sometimes I wish that Mother could have seen this. She would have been proud of you, Esteban.
And to think, a little girl, I can hardly wait.
But I don't like the way she walks around so much. The doctor distinctly told her to rest a lot.
He also said she shouldn't sleep with you anymore.
He said what?
He said it wasn't good for Clara if you slept together during the rest of her pregnancy.
He didn't mention anything about that to me.
Well, I'm just telling you what he said. But I think he means you being too heavy on the baby or Clara's frail body. Anyway, I don't think it's good for Clara with too much excitement.
It seems to me, Farrah, that you're interfering in matters that don't concern you.